first give me your name and title, please?
Tyler Brown, National Account Manager for Global Animal Management.
Now, why don't you tell us, Tyler, just recently we announced TriMerit. Tell me about TriMerit.
TriMerit is the first online age, source, and process verification program that is PVP pending. At this point in time, it is an online system where producers or facilitators can come onto that program, and what they can do is they can enter in the age of their animals, where those animals came from, and then what those animals received in the process.
Now, what does this mean for producers?
It provides them a system that they can take with them as they can fill out certificates to go into the marketplace, and they can age and source verify their animals, where those animals came from, to qualify for bovine export verification.
So that's a benefit besides regarding the aspect of animal identification, national animal identification system. There are benefits to producers beyond that.
Yes, there are. Actually, there's a couple of benefits. For national animal ID, we look at that as the compliance side. And for age and source verification, we look at that as the value-added side.
What do you provide for producers in terms of confidentiality and privacy in the system?
We take confidentiality very seriously. We're very sensitive to those issues. As for example, today Secretary Johans commented on that at the ID Expo and talked about confidentiality. We do take that very seriously as a third-party data service provider. So we have a statement within our website that is a disclaimer that we take that confidentiality to heart and that those producers' information is protected.
So in other words, you wouldn't be able to sell their information to another party?
That's correct. We would not sell or do anything with that information. It's their information until they tell us to release it.
Now, where does TriMerit stand in terms of being approved as part of NAIS?
As far as a part of NAIS, we were the first interim animal tracking database that was approved very recently, and we just had a press release that came out on August 1st. And in addition to that, we're PVP pending, as I mentioned earlier. And we're in the process right now of the audit process with USDA Ag Marketing Service, which is the other branch of USDA. And hopefully we'll get our PVP approval here within the next few weeks.
What is the criteria needed to be approved?
For a national animal ID database, you have to be audited by the USDA AFIS department that comes in and audits your database to make sure that you can fit their criteria so the information can be exchanged and interchanged very seamlessly. To be a part of a process verified program, you have to meet certain rigorous criteria to make sure that you can qualify as a process verified program to use the USDA shield that they give you once you receive your approval.
Well, how exactly does TriMerit work for a producer?
Actually, we work through a facilitator program, and what we do is that through that facilitator program, that veterinarian, whom we use veterinarians and dealers, but for the most part, veterinarians can work with their clients. The producer can bring in their information about age and source of their animals. They give it to the veterinarian, who can input that into the TriMerit system. And as they input that into the TriMerit system, then they can generate certificates from that. And then it's very seamless. It's very online. They don't have to have a large record-keeping program. They don't have to have any of those types of laptop or any of those types of things. They just bring their hand records in, give it to the veterinarian who can input that information. If they do have a laptop or a system that they use or an Excel spreadsheet system, that information can be uploaded into the TriMerit system very seamlessly.
Now, what species is this working with? Is this cattle only, or are there applications to other species?
At this point in time, we are only working with cattle, and we are going to expand that out, and we do have the infrastructure to expand that out into other species, so it can have multi-species applications.
So bottom line, then, what can TriMerit provide for a cattle producer?
TriMerit can provide actually two very valuable resources. It can be both compliant for national animal ID, and it can also be value-added for age and source verification.
And that's all they need to know, right?
That is it.
All right. Thank you very much.